May 6, 1982, Long Beach, California. Saul Alexander interviewed by Kay Griegel.
Tell me more accurately about it. And then, of course, as they went northwest, crossing the Atlantic, and they began to find that there were things out there. Some of it was good, some of it wasn't too good. The structures were not quite as thick and not quite as prolific. Towards the northwest, up there across the Atlantic, and but it was just by exploration when people had the guts to step out and go further. And
yeah, I read someplace that it was Jim O'Donnell who drilled the first well across Cherokee.
Jim O'Donnell?
Yeah.
I don't know that for a fact, but it could have been Jim. Was a real rugged individualist and a real explorationist, and it could have been. That was before my time,
yeah.
Active in things other than my just driving a truck, and
yeah.
I was just still right behind the ears and inexperienced, didn't know anything. But that could have been. I knew Jim quite well. Later on, later years when I was sanctioned and going, well, I did business with him. He was short-sleeved, tough, rough, I'd say, grassroots lawman. And it could have been Jim. I don't know that. Don't know where it would have been. I see my drilled and sold and our abandoned well before I got active at that level of before I knew him even maybe. But he had wells well on the west side with as far over as it at California, and he had several wells in there, and he had wells all over the hill. Well, it could have been Jim. I couldn't say.
Anyway, you were talking about how the field just continued to spread out as people enlarged the area of exploration. But what happened when they found other zones or other places? Or?
What happened when they found other...
Yeah, when this... Did they just keep finding the same zone as they, you said they spread out?
Yes, except they say as they went northwest, it was a little deeper. The relative that say the Alamy zone and the upper and the lower Brown zone were deeper than it would have been closer to Cherry, like I explained, the top of structure. But it just shaped out and they just were wall cutting every well as a step. Far enough out was at that time a wildcat, just exploring, but they kept finding it.
And the first zone they found in was the Alameda zone? That made
Alameda's
number one?
Yes, that's right. The zone that exists, some of it, not too much, but just above that, wasn't really produced or discovered till after the Alamosone had been discovered and produced, and that was known as the Wilbur Zone. As they say, it was 500 or 600 feet more shallow than the original discovered Alamosone.
And what about the other things I heard about, like the Love Lady Pool and stuff like that?
The Love Lady Pool was south of the fault, and generally speaking, between Walnut and Orange there, known as the Love Lady Pool, south of that. Why they called it Love Lady, I really don't actually know. But there was some good production, especially in that so-called deep zone, when they discovered that in 28. Some good production south of there. That's a little well that Charles Cox and I took over was in the so-called Lovelady Pool, although it was a shallower well. It wasn't in the deeper zone. I wish it had been. But it was just north of Burnett on the east side of Brayton Avenue. And but it was, this had been drilled by McEwen, that was the McEwen Oil Company, and they, it was in bankruptcy when we approached the drilling. Yeah, it was, that was a good area. There's still some good wells in that deep zone, that very area that they call Lovelady.
And were there other pools or zones or that were discovered at different times?
Were there different zones there?
Or in other parts of Signal Hill? Was the Frog Pond area just a kind of continuation of?
Yes. Yes, the Frog Pond produced some terrific wells in this zone I'm talking about. The deep zone. There it was around 7,500 feet. Frog zone on the crossing Atlantic to where Delaney successfully drilled south of Spring and west of Atlantic, the Wellington lease, that was the name of it. And so yes, it was the same zone they would have discovered in the deep zone of Lovelady Pool, except it was deeper in footage. You had to go a little 500-600 feet deeper to find it, because it sloped that way, I guess. That's just the way it was.
When we talked before, do you know of any other zones or areas that were discovered later? Later, after the discovery was.
Well, as they continued to drill, they somehow the shoals would drill deeper.
Yeah.
Just exploring for the possibility of deeper zones, which they did find.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, German in 1938 discovered the 10,000 foot of the silver zone.
Yeah.
That's been the last zone, a prolific zone of any kind that was found up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Some think that once it go down to 14 or 15,000 someday, but the problem in Signal Hill is that when you spend that much money on a well of that depth, especially on today's cost, and you can only lease just a lot or two or three lots, it hardly warrants spending that much money just for one or at the most two or three wells. But it'd be hard to lease land for that, and adequate land to warrant drilling that deep.
Yeah. A couple of 3 summers ago, maybe it was before you came back to Long Beach, Shell had a larger portable derrick than the ones you see pulling rods and things on Signal Hill, up there by where you said their main storage area is.
Yes.
And I wondered if they were drilling deeper.
Shell did drill a well on the northeast slope of the hill there, south. It'd be north and a little east of the storage area, they said.
Yeah.
They did drill well, but unsuccessfully. They spent a lot of money on that well, and I think it's an effort to determine the existence of the solar zone north of the fault. And good enough shape to be a part of that unit. But did they find it bad or not? Yeah, that was now just a little north and east of the stage there, going north, north,
yeah.
Northeast. But I don't know of any other discoveries now. That's going to be a well drill. I think I started a little cool.
No,
no. A little cool.
You know what that was?
You probably know around town a man named Paul McKenzie.
No.
You got, well, the son, Paul Jr., is a building contractor. He's built many, many condominiums, apartment houses all over Long Beach. Partner for the region is his father, Paul Sr., who will be 91 next month. Came here in just a few short weeks or a month after number one well came in 1921. Came out from Nebraska or in the Midwest somewhere. He'd been a farm boy and the various things, and he came to town and began buying property, and it was just right after the boom had started, and apparently he acquired land all over Long Beach and from one end to the other, I guess. Probably had a little money to work with, and finally he got into the oil business himself. He wasn't basically an oil man. He was really a businessman and a real estate man. He was a good sharp trader and a good businessman with an eye to taking out some of opportunities. I'd say a very sharp opportunist. A good, honest Christian man. I've known him for only 30-some years, but when I first, he'd gone through a lot of it, of the experiences he had before I met him. But he dwelt in Wilmington in later years when there was a boom over there. And I had a lot of business dealings with him, buying his crude oil and moving it for him, and he was quite successful. And most of his revenue in the outfield was as a landowner, too, and he still has royalties from various leases on the hill that he didn't grow himself, but which he leased out and derived revenue from. And eventually some many years ago developed into a good contractor, and much of the property they owned in various places all over the town, he built apartment houses and condominiums and builds for others. He has a good reputation of a quality builder. Paul Jr. Has a good reputation of that. In other words, he doesn't build cheap construction, he does it right. But Paul was successful, Paul Sr. Then, some years ago, I remember him telling me he was just desperately and seriously ill, and he decided to, the doctors told him he didn't have but a few short years of even that to live, and so he sold most of his operating oil interests out. And, well, that's gosh, what, that's 20-some years ago, 22, 23 years ago.
The doctors were wrong.
Evidently. And we had moved to the mountains in 75, October 75, and we were coming back down in a couple of weeks. But he was the Arabinist, and I seldom saw him then. He became quite an active. His wife was a wheelchair most of the time, and he's becoming quite aged, but still real active. So when I came back to town to live after I lost Lena, located here, I said, look some old friends up, and I looked him up, and I said, well, what are you up to, Paul? And he lives out on Bennett Avenue, out in Belmont Heights out there. I think he's probably lived in that place 45, 50 years. And he has nurses on the top, his wife, and he's able and can drive and get around mostly by himself, but he's not that vigorous. So he said, well, I'm going to drill an oil well. And I said, no. I said, where? I said, well, on Signal Hill. And they told me the location, and he was going to drill into that deep zone. If he didn't find it, and so he could drill on down to the 10,000-foot zone. I couldn't believe my ears. Men of that age. And so he had acquired the mineral rights of the property on which the Long Beach Memorial Hospital sits on. But I happen to have known the landowners myself. And when they, and you may know more about the history of that transfer, I don't. But the two fellows I know, I can't think of their names right now, they're in the material supply and construction material supply business, and very opulent people, and they own that land where the hospital sits. They either donated, I don't know if they donated, don't hold me to that, but at least that's where the...
Was it the Shirazi?
Huh?
The Shirazi?
No, I'm not sure. You mean the Shirazi, that was Mama's husband.
Yeah, but somehow I remember that name, and when they built the hospital, they got a little bit of their land.
Well, there might have been other parcels, too. I can't say that, but the main part they got from, and I'll think of the names, they still come into the club, and they're as old as I am. They're still active. But they either transferred, donated, or sold to the hospital association, the land, the larger part of it. But they retained the mineral rights. Paul was friends with them and knew them. And he had the idea, he's not a geologist, but he had the idea that he should drill a well under the hospital there, and based on the fact of a well he drilled down Atlantic Avenue way back in the boom days in that deep zone that did come in for 2,000 barrels a day, that it was centered in the middle of Atlantic, he said. I don't know this because we didn't have directional control down that well in those days, and I don't know how he knows where it was, because those holes wandered off in the early days with the type of drilling we were doing and the formations. So, sure enough, he raised the money. I don't believe, I don't know if he used his own money except to acquire the leases. And the people that owned the land, the mineral rights on the land, gave him a lease on their mineral rights as landowners, mineral rights landowners. And then, of course, the thing was he had to have an island to drill from, so he did acquire one over there on 27th, about Olive Avenue, west, east of Olive Avenue, between Olive and middle of California there. And that was 2 years ago on, it'd be 2 years ago this coming Christmas season, about when he got started. And, well, most geologists said, well, all he'll get there is a big flood of water too far south of the fault, and that zone doesn't go that far. So before I left here, he said, now you make arrangements to handle that oil. And I said, but when do you think you'll have it completed? He said, well, in about 3 weeks. I said, well, I'll check with you. I'll call you from Dallas. And if you have a well and oil, no, I'll take care of it all right. So I went on back to Dallas, spent Christmas with my daughter, and he became ill in the meantime. About the time he started, the well had to go to the hospital, St. Mary's, but I called in the meantime, and he wasn't home, and the nurse and the attendant said he was in the hospital, which disturbed me no end. And, because I like Paul, and we're good friends. But, so I came back just 2 or 3 days after Christmas. I came back for New Year's because I was going to a bridge party that meets every New Year's, and one of the members always puts on a New Year's Eve. You might know her, Webster. She just lost her husband a week ago. She's active in photography for this Long Beach Review, or whatever they call it. Claire Webster, she's quite a society gal around town, been in the most things around. Anyway, I was coming back so I could be here for that, and so I went down before I saw Paul in the hospital. I went down to the location and stopped to find out what was happening. The drilling rig was still there. A Monterey Drilling Company drilled it. So I went by to check up on it, and I said, well, what are you up to? And I was afraid of what they were going to tell me. They said, oh, we're plugging it. That's all they found, was a big ocean of water. So Paul was quite disappointed. He said, that's the first unsuccessful well I ever drilled, which is solely, he hadn't had many failures. That is, at least he got some oil, and then the other way he drilled. So I called him in the hospital, and he ultimately recovered. I took him home, and he said, I want to talk to you some more about another deal. He said, give me 2 or 3 weeks and come out and see me and call me before I did. That's over a year or so ago. And he said he was leasing some more property, and he was going to drill another well on Signal Hill, a different location, and I kept probing about where it was, and at the time he wouldn't reveal to me the exact location. I don't know why, but finally he gave me a general idea of where it was. He said, well, it's going to be somewhere between Walnut in California and south of the Cherry Hill Fault. Well, that did give me an idea, because he mentioned the Lovelady Pool, and that was a good successful producing area in that deep canyon. That's what he said he was going to grow to. And I put two and two together that maybe he had a location in that general area and was going to drill down into that deep zone and see what he could get. Although there weren't large wells, and the few wells that are good in there aren't over 50-60 barrels a day. But the question was, in my mind then, if he's going to drill there, he'd sure have a difficulty getting a lease and getting permit to drill one. And then there's several other wells, and the fact that most of it was still under lease in Mineral Rights. But finally got to wanting me to do some things for him on the thing, such as finding a drill site. He had to then eventually reveal to me where he was going to drill into that area. So he said, I'm going to drill around south of Burnett Street. He said, I have information that leads me to believe that deep sand structure goes down as far as the PE track down there, around about Hill Street and Orange and along there. That's a diagonal, you know, the right away there. And he said, I said, well, where did you get the idea that goes down there? I said, there weren't any wells real successful. Oh, yes, there was, though, he said. Well, I said, who drilled it? He said, well, the state company. Well, there was a company of that name, of course. They were engaged, they had a natural gasoline plant there called the Estado, which is state in Spanish, of course. And, on 23rd Street, east of Orange there. In fact, I used to do a little exchange business for them because they had some LPGs or natural gasoline that we wanted for our refinery for blending. And I knew Griner and the people in the company there. But that's way, way back in the 30s and 40s. He said that some of the men that used to be in that company, they now live down at Palm Springs, and they told me that they drilled a well in the Burnett and Orange area, right around Burnett Street there, and that it was completed, or it ended up south of Burnett a long ways, almost down to the tracks, and that they had 3,000 or 4,000 barrels a day. Well, that's what they told him. Well, at the time that deep sand was being explored, we didn't have that much directional control on wells. And I just let old Paul Dream, all he wants them. I wasn't going to dispute him because it didn't mean that much, except that I didn't want him to be disappointed again. But I said, so you're going to drill a well on that day? He said, yes, he said, they told me. Well, the natural thing in those days for wells drilling in that area with the kind of bits that they were using, fishtail bits and drag bits and disc bits, and later the Zublin bit was an improvement. The natural tendency for the hole to go off structure or off center, you're trying to illustrate, would be to go up structure rather than down structure. And some of the wells that were successful down there just north of Burnett in the Lovelady Pool and the deep sand, if they were surveyed, I'm sure, and I know they have surveyed some, It could be up the hill rather than down the hill. That was a natural trend. Today you can drill wherever you want to put it. You have directional control and surveys, you know what you're doing, you can place it anywhere you want to. They couldn't in those days. Well, I tried to tell him that, and I said, well, normally the thing is up structure rather than down structure. And I said, how do they know that it was down by Hill Street, it would be down there? Well, he says that they had control, they knew where it was, and so he was going to lease land in there, and did, and